This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, the new head of the Senate Finance Committee and a Democrat, is expected to call on Congress to restore a kaleidoscope of tax benefits that expired. From Washington Marketplace's David Gura reports.
This grab bag of 55 tax breaks expired at the end of last year.
Although they all have the same expiration date, that's the only thing they have in common.
Richard Kaplan teaches tax law at the University of Illinois.
There is no coherent theme to this package.
Some of what's in that package has wide appeal. Gabe Horowitz with the think tank Third Way says there's one for Americans who use mass transit, for example. And there's another one for businesses that invest in research and design.
There's some that, shall we say, have a little bit more narrow benefits, building a racetrack, riding off your racehorses.
It would cost just over $50 billion to extend this package of tax benefits, which Horowitz says poses this question.
Is Congress going to pay for it?
That's something House Republicans say they'll insist on. Wyden wants this to be the last time Congress has to pass these extensions. He's still holding out hope lawmakers will reform the whole tax code this year. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.